This weekend, around 1,300 cyclists will race from the Yukon to Haines in the Kluwani Chilkat International Bike Relay. This is the event's 25th year, and riders from as far as Australia have signed up for the nearly 150-mile race. This year, weather and wildlife could present some extra challenges. A ceremonial cannon blast will kick off the race in Haines Junction Saturday, a special edition for the event's 25th year. From there, cyclists race in teams or on their own through the pass and down the highway to Haines. There are solo, 2-, 4-, and 8-person teams. Race coordinator Mike Kramer says this year registration filled up almost as soon as it opened.
This year's registration filled up in less than 36 hours, and that compares to about 8 days it filled up last year, and then the previous year it filled up in about 3 weeks. So we've gone from 3 weeks to 8 days to just over a day and a half, registration being full.
There are 93 solo riders registered this year. Kramer says that is the most the race has ever had. For safety reasons, team registration is limited to 1,200 riders.
The main safety concern we have is the number of vehicles on the road, and we haven't figured out any other way to limit that other than to limit the number of riders.
Kramer says there are a few other safety concerns this year as well, including the amount of bear activity along the race course.
So certainly we give information to all of our riders about bear safety and obviously don't leave any type of attractant, whether it be garbage or food around, just in terms of the preservation of the bears.
Then there's the weather. Kramer says the forecast is looking mixed for race day itself.
It is looking, at least on the Yukon side, that things will be drying up as we get closer to the weekend. We might actually have a dry start in Haines Junction, but I know the weather forecast I checked last night showed definitely a possibility of showers in Haines, Alaska.
He says this week, in the days leading up to the race, there is a possibility of snow at the summit of the pass.
That's something we'll be watching closely, because if there was snow on the road, meaning not just wet snow falling, but if there was snow that was crusting on the road, we might have to actually make some changes on that leg, just because of the types of tires most riders are riding on. That could be quite dangerous.
Participants in this year's race are coming from all over the country and the world.
The vast majority are from the Yukon, and then Alaska would be the second largest representation, and then we get into BC, and then we have some representation from almost every province and territory in Canada, and then certainly from the U.S. I recall California, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Montana. And our furthest away riders, at least as far as I know and what they declare, is Australia.
Aside from the cannon blast at the start of the race, Kramer says there are a few other things marking the race's 25th year. All of the riders will get a commemorative water bottle, and there will be gifts for volunteers as well. After crossing the finish line at the Haines Parade Grounds, participants are invited to a community fisherman's barbecue at the fairgrounds. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.